And welcome, everybody. You're listening to Cloud Sense. I am your host, Jack Barugin. And, you know, I read something the other day which really caught my attention. And it's something that Forbes actually came out, and they said that U.S. is spending, this is on employee training and development for IT, $70 billion annually. I want you to think about that number for a second. That is a huge number. Now, this is, you know, I mean, this is one that you train your software engineers with zero knowledge of AI and machine learning, and you enroll them in data science and machine learning and AI for developers and software engineers, and, you know, you want to get them comfortable with it. But as I was reading this, I realized that there are three must-have IT skills for every organization. All right, quite frankly, I mean, if you don't have these three skills embedded within your organization, it's no longer a question of whether it's a luxury item. It is a question of survival. All right? And you know what? The first one is real easy. It's cloud computing. I mean, we know that, right? I mean, cloud computing, you know, is the next step towards managing, deploying, monitoring your cloud resources. You know, cloud applications are a little complicated at times, but you have to understand what you're dealing with. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, do you have some of your assets on-prem? I mean, are they all up in the cloud? These are questions that you all have to ask. All right? But cloud computing is one of those knowledges, one of those skills that's absolutely essential. You need somebody that understands the basics, you know, and I'd even go as far as to say that has mastered some of what's out there, because you need someone that can be dynamic, because cloud computing in and of itself is dynamic. You know, the next thing, aside from cloud computing, that I think is going to be absolutely essential, and these are must-have skills, folks, all right? AI and machine learning. Look, I am not a math major. I will tell you that right now. But learning algorithms that enable automation, you know, for many of these day-to-day processes is going to be vital. You know, think about that for 1 second, all right? You know, think about what AI and machine learning are doing. They're taking skills and precision, you know, that only machines can really do, all right? And they're taking it with human training and taking it to the next level. What we are doing and what we're seeing right now with AI and machine learning is nothing compared to what we're going to see in the next 2 to 3 years, folks. Imagine with all of the data that's being accumulated with IoT, with edge computing, which is on, you know, just we're on the forefront of that. All of that is going to create more data in the next 2 years than we have created in the entire mankind's history. How about that? We're going to take a minute. We'll be right back.
Are you in the market for cloud but wondering where to start or how to get the best value? Looking for help figuring out what you need without telling the same story to 10 different people? UCX is the cloud pricing and procurement marketplace. We quickly and easily help you identify exactly what you need, whether it's custom private cloud, bare metal, or VMs. We put your spec on our platform, where CSPs openly compete to deliver the best price, fit, and term. Save time, money, and find your cloud your way. UCX, cloud buying made easy.
And welcome back, everybody. We are talking about an article that caught my attention in Forbes that talked about $70 billion that's being spent annually to train and develop some of our employees here in the States. And, you know, I mean, there was an employee, there was a study that actually came out, which was in the same article that said that, you know, employee replacement costs can cost up to 6 to 9 months of a departed employee's salary. So I want you to think about that for a second. I mean, 6 to 9 months to replace a salary. But we talked about what I think are two of the three most important qualities and most important IT skills. These are must-haves, folks, for any company to survive, right? I talked about cloud computing, which is, you know, the obvious. That's you know, the you know, what would you call that? That's the blinding glimpse of the obvious, you know. And the second one, of course, was AI and machine learning. These are things, folks, that are going to run our lives in the next. In fact, it was something that Jack Ma said, which I loved. You know, you know, I don't know if you listened to what Jack Ma said about machine learning and AI, but he talked about how what we're doing with big data is going to be electricity. We don't know how it'll be used yet, all right? Just like when it was used, when it was created and harnessed for the first time, it was really thought to only be good for lights. And then, of course, you know, we saw the Industrial Revolution take over with electricity, and of course, processing and you know, I mean, it's just I don't even have to go into it. I don't want to go on a tangent, but you understand what I mean. So now the third thing, and this is something that, that people might argue about. And in fact, I might even get a few emails about it. All right, cybersecurity. Cybersecurity, folks, all right? Companies require cybersecurity professionals. You need them. You need them embedded. This is, you know, it used to be where you'd have, say, an officer at your door, all right, to guard your goods. But now you need that cybersecurity. You need that officer guarding your website. You need that officer that's guarding your assets. These are your critical assets, whether they be on-prem, whether they be in the cloud. One way or another, folks, you need some real security, all right? And then we're talking about, you know, somebody that can identify vulnerabilities, threats, risks to the organization. That is a very specified skill set. So, you know, here, just to give you an idea, folks, you know, there are so many classes out there that teach people what they need to do. And quite frankly, you know, there are, you know, 3,500 plus classes, you know, in different types of, you know, in different types of expertise and different types of areas that are directly related to what I'm talking about. But the reality is this, unless you possess these three must-have skills, all right, you need somebody who is a cloud computing expert, somebody who understands AI and machine learning, and somebody who can give you, if nothing else, a good night's sleep, folks, with some cybersecurity. These are the things that everybody needs. Now, do you have them in-house? Do you go out there and do you get a third party? Well, that's up to you. Those are business decisions. But I've really taken it down to its lowest common denominator, folks. These are the skills that are absolutely necessary for survival in today's day and age. How about that? All right, that's it for me, folks. You've been listening to Cloud Sense. I'm Jack Barugian. I'll be talking to you soon.